This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Arcata Police Department held a press conference yesterday afternoon to provide more details into the fatal officer-involved shooting early Saturday morning on the Arcata Plaza. The incident left 26-year-old Tennessee man Eugene Sweat dead from gunshot wounds after he allegedly got out of a parked car and fired two rounds at HSU Police Officer Louis Altick and Arcata Police Officer Matthew O'Donovan. The in-car camera caught some of the altercation on video, and Altick was hit in the thigh while return fire from the two police officers struck and killed Sweat, who was later pronounced dead at the hospital. A .40-caliber handgun that had been reported stolen from a local sporting goods store in 2015 was recovered at the scene. The critical incident response team has opened an investigation, and the findings will be turned over to the district attorney for consideration. Altick was treated and released from the hospital and is expected to fully recover. At one point, he could have been considered the most wanted man in Humboldt County, and yesterday he was sentenced to 7 years in state prison after pleading guilty to the use of a firearm in the commission of a robbery. A California Highway Patrol officer arrested 25-year-old Anthony Burgess on August 27th after he had been on the run for 17 days after he was identified as the suspect who held a gun to the head of a robbery victim during a marijuana transaction. Burgess, a gang member, managed to elude police following that incident and was later identified as the suspect by the robbery victim. Clean air centers remain open in Hoopa, Orleans, Crescent City, and Weaverville to assist local residents suffering from the impacts of smoke from wildfires. The smoke cleared somewhat over the weekend, but weather patterns this week could see the smoke layer return. Air quality along the coast is good, but for residents near the Orleans, Eclipse, Helena, and Chetco Bar fires burning to the east and north, air quality ranges from poor to unhealthy. One risk that you wouldn't normally associate with wildfires is the risk of contracting tetanus. The Trinity County Department of Public Health is offering free tetanus vaccines for those who have responded to or worked on the Helena fire. Tetanus spores are commonly found in soil, and a simple break in the skin while working in that soil can lead to infection. You can get the Tdap vaccine during public health clinic business hours in Weaverville, and walk-ins are welcome. A missing 70-year-old Crescent City woman spent 4 days trapped inside her car with her two dogs after she lost control of her vehicle on Highway 101 near Prairie Creek State Park. Susan Minks was reported missing after she failed to return to Crescent City from a trip to Eureka last Wednesday. The search for her began on Friday, and it wasn't until Sunday morning when she was located inside her car down a steep embankment. Minks was extricated from the car and taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.